Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. A special meeting of the Eagle River City Council and the Light and Water Commission recently approved accepting a USDA loan and grant totaling $2.4 million to implement a safety measure in the case of catastrophic contamination of existing water wells. Eagle River Mayor Jeff Hyslop says they've been talking about a safety well since 2009, saying they needed a substantial grant to complete the work. He said the upgrade will give peace of mind about water safety. The mayor indicated they may not need the new well today, but tomorrow there could be a catastrophic accident near existing water wells that would put them out of service. The grant and loan offer from USDA Rural Development is a water loan of $1.4 million and a grant of just over $1 million. City Administrator Joe Laux said the next step is a 72-hour pumping test to determine pumping rate, chemical, and taste tests. That would cost about $50,000, and said if everything comes back positive, they can proceed with a project design and bids. He says if it doesn't work out, the city can drop the project. The new well is to be located within Commerce Circle on the southeast side of the city, and if final approval is given, water rates would increase about up to $6 a month. A former Wisconsin congressman is criticizing President Trump for critical tweets aimed at Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Republican Reed Ribble represented Wisconsin's 8th District. Trump tweeted that Democrats must love Sessions for bringing criminal charges against Chris Collins and Duncan Hunter, two Trump supporters. And Wisconsin taxpayers with dependent children filed claims for more than $94 million under a child tax rebate passed by the legislature. Families could claim the $100 rebate during the application window, which expired in July. About 558,000 families took advantage. Democrats call the proposal from Governor Walker an election year bribe. About $28 million was not claimed. And protesters gathered outside the Monroe County Courthouse, then entered the courtroom Thursday during a hearing for a couple accused of child abuse. Prosecutors say Amy and Travis Hedrick kept several children inside cages in their Malvina home. They're charged with 9 counts of child abuse, even though the couple maintains the children were kept in those cages for their own safety. And the story of America is becoming increasingly more diverse, but the same can't be said about America's storytellers. Roz Brown has more.
While the population of the United States is nearly 40% non-white and growing, 83% of journalists working in U.S. newsrooms are white. To be fair, newsrooms were getting much more diverse until about 2008, when the economy crashed, forcing massive layoffs. That meant the last hired were the first to go, including many minorities. At the same time, because the way people get their news has changed so dramatically, newsrooms have continued to shrink. Rick Harp creates podcasts for Media Indigena. He says many people's stories are not being told, or they're framed through the lens of a white journalist, often male.
And I think sometimes even if you're not a white man, you tend to adopt their perspective on things. It becomes the norm, and people start to internalize that. Even if you're an Indigenous reporter, you can even run into that.
A recent New York Times report showed that the number of people of color in staff positions working at its paper rose to 28% in 2017, up only 1 point from the year before. Journalism professor Angie Schwong at the University of Colorado says being a reporter does not necessarily pay well, and many parents may think it's a risky investment when it's time to send their kids off to college. The Kerner Commission released the first report on the lack of diversity in newsrooms in 1968, calling attention to the issue during reporting on the civil rights movement. I'm Roz Brown.
The weather forecast for the afternoon: sunny, high near 72. For tonight, clear, low 43. Saturday, sunny with a high near 68. Sunday, sunny, high 69. And Monday, sunny, high near 73. Highs in the 70s all for the next week. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.